The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Anthony Trollope, born in London, 1815. His father, a gentleman who'd failed at the law, at being a scholar and a farmer, the family sank into debt. Children at school made fun of the boy. And the mother, to keep the family from falling into complete poverty, began writing books for a living. And Trollope decided that he would become a writer himself. He got a job in London as a postal clerk, had a series of unhappy love affairs. Nothing came of his writing. Then in 1841, he was offered a transfer to Ireland, and he saw it as a chance to get away from everything and make a clean start. In Ireland, he found friends. He developed a social life. He went hunting. He went out to pubs, fell in love, got married, all within a few years. Settled down to his new life and began to write fiction. He worked for the Postal Service, rode a horse all over the countryside, and it was while he was riding across the countryside he invented the fictional county of Barsetshire. In just 11 years, Trollope published 6 novels about the families and the workers living in that imaginary county, novels such as The Warden, Barchester Towers, The Last Chronicle of Barset. He did it by waking up every morning at 4, writing for 3 hours, producing about 1,000 words an hour. And in less than 40 years, he published 47 novels. Anthony Trollope, who said, "Of all the needs a book has, the chief need is that it be readable." And it was on this day in 1916 the Easter Rebellion began on the streets of Dublin, also known as the Poets' Rebellion. There were 6 patriotic poets and men of letters, including Patrick Pearse and James Connolly, who took part. They barged into the General Post Office, read a proclamation of independence against the British. The British made the mistake of arresting them and executing them and making them martyrs, and their executions inspired the Irish nationalist movement, which was finally successful in 1921. Here's a poem for today by Jay Leeming entitled Man Writes Poem. This just in, a man has begun writing a poem in a small room in Brooklyn. His curtains are apparently blowing in the breeze. We go now to our man Harry on the scene. What's the story down there, Harry? Well, Chuck, he has begun the second stanza. Seems to be doing fine. He's using a blue pen. Most poets these days use blue or black ink, so blue is a fine choice. His curtains are indeed blowing in a breeze of some kind. And what's more, his radiator is whistling somewhat. No metaphors have been written yet, but I'm sure he's rummaging around down there in the tin cans of his soul, and we'll turn up something for us soon. Hang on. Just breaking news here, Chuck. There are birds singing outside his window, and a car with a bad muffler has just gone by. Yes, definitely a confirmation on the singing birds. Excuse me, Harry, but the poem seems to be taking on a very auditory quality at this point. Wouldn't you say, yes, Chuck, you're right, but after years of experience, I would hesitate to predict exactly where this poem is going to go. I remember being on the scene with Frost in 47 and with Stevens in 53, and if there's one thing about poems these days, it's that, hang on, something's happening here. He's just compared the curtains to his mother, and he's described the radiator as roaring deep with the red walrus of history. Now, that's a key line, especially appearing here somewhat late in the poem when all of the similes are about to go home. In fact, he seems a bit knocked out with the effort of writing that line, and who wouldn't be? Looks like, yes, he's put down his pen and has gone to brush his teeth. Back to you, Chuck. Well, thanks, Harry. Wow, the life of the artist. That's it for now, but we'll keep you informed of more details as they arise. A poem by Jay Leeming. Man Writes Poem, from his collection Dynamite on a China Plate, published by the Backwaters Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.